Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the man behind the Bring Back Boris campaign and what it tells us about the Prime Minister's plans for the future. When Boris Johnson nominated Peter Cruddas to become a member of the House of Lords, the appointment commission that vets candidates unanimously advised against it. But Boris Johnson, who isn't known for playing by the rules, once again broke with tradition and became the first Prime Minister to ignore its recommendation.
I, Peter, Lord Cruddas, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen, her heirs and successors, according to law, so help me God.
3 days after becoming a member of the House of Lords in 2021, the long-time Conservative donor and former co-treasurer gave £500,000 to the party. And perhaps unsurprisingly, Lord Cruddas is now a vocal backer of Boris Johnson, who he's stuck with through thick and thin. Here he is speaking to LBC in March.
I backed Boris, and guess what? I sent the party £250,000 6 weeks ago, right at the height of Partygate, to support the party, to support Boris.
That brought the total amount he's donated to the Conservatives since 2009 to between £4 and £4.5 million. And when Boris Johnson was ousted as Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister, Lord Cruddas wasn't just going to let it lie. Peter Cruddas was made co-treasurer of the Conservative Party in 2011, but had to resign less than a year later after the Sunday Times alleged that he was involved in Cash for Access.
The headlines and allegations were clear. A Conservative Party treasurer had been filmed by Sunday Times reporters posing as party donors. The paper alleged that he corruptly offered them the chance to influence Tory policy by selling access to David Cameron.
He successfully sued the paper for libel and was awarded £180,000 in damages, but that was later reduced to £50,000 when three judges accepted part of the paper's appeal. Peter Cruddas fell out with the party leadership over the way he felt he was treated when the Sunday Times published its report.
The Conservative Party, by not giving me support, by not listening to my side of the story and lining up to criticise me in public, just made the whole situation a lot worse.
But he remained a Conservative supporter, and when Boris Johnson ran to replace Theresa May as party leader and Prime Minister, he donated money to his campaign. He's described the way Boris Johnson was forced to step down as a coup, one that defied the will of the country and the Conservative Party members, which aren't the kind of words the Prime Minister would use, in public at least, but he's still certainly made it clear what he thinks.
I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls. But as we've seen at Westminster, the herd instinct is powerful. When the herd moves, it moves.
In his wedding speech last weekend, Boris Johnson reportedly said his removal was the greatest stitch-up since the Bayeux tapestry. Here's Tim Montgomery, a former special advisor to the Prime Minister, speaking to Times Radio.
I think there's still a real state of denial, I think, in Number 10 and around the Prime Minister about the nature of, you know, his expulsion from office. He still doesn't really think he did anything wrong. He still dwells on that massive election victory in 2019.
And Lord Cruddas has taken that line to the extreme. A few weeks after Boris Johnson's resignation, the pair went for lunch at Chequers, the Prime Minister's country house. And after that lunch, Lord Cruddas told The Telegraph,
"He definitely does not want to resign. He wants to carry on, and he believes that, with the membership behind him, he can. He wants to carry on to finish the job. He wants to fight the next general election as leader of the Conservative Party."
Lord Cruddas claimed they discussed his Bring Back Boris campaign, which is a petition he started calling for a vote of Tory members on whether they accept Boris Johnson's resignation. His claims were denied by Downing Street, which said Boris Johnson doesn't support the campaign and respects the process of a leadership election. But Lord Cruddas pressed on anyway.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lord Cruddas claims that his petition now has more than 14,000 signatures. The Conservative Party says it's checked the names, and fewer than half are active Conservative members. But the support for Boris Johnson amongst the party grassroots was clear at a leadership hustings in Leeds when LBC presenter Nick Ferrari questioned Rishi Sunak.
It's reported around 14,000 members of the Conservative Party want his name back on the ballot. What would you say to them?
Boris Johnson and supporters like Lord Cruddas believe that he still has the backing of the majority of party members and many of the voters who helped to deliver that huge Conservative majority in 2019. But it's likely that the Bring Back Boris campaign will fail, which means the Prime Minister will soon become a backbench Conservative MP. He might even go back to what he did before becoming Prime Minister, writing a lucrative column for the Daily Telegraph. But whatever he does, it's clear he's not going quietly and that he could make life difficult for his successor by holding their feet to the fire on promises made in 2019 and criticising decisions they make. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not leave us a review wherever you listen?
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.